Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, Game 7 of the World Series took place Saturday night. And we have a champion. It's the same as the last champion. The LA Dodgers defeat the Blue Jays 5-4 in 11 innings. And dare I say, some high theater, just an unbelievably exciting baseball game that we
you
had.
You led the Dodgers to the World Series.
Let me tell you.
We picked them the whole way. We had them the whole way.
We sure did.
So, and, yeah, holy smokes.
I mean, that was an incredible game, an incredible series. I don't think it's hyperbole to call it one of the best World Series games of all time, and I don't think it's hyperbole to call it one of the greatest World Series of all time.
Like, it was awesome. There were so many incredible plays, so many, like, bang-bang plays. It was 3-0 because of Bo Bichette, and he homers off of Ohtani. So first of all, just setting the stage, you have Shohei Ohtani starting the game.
Yep.
Against what's left of Max Scherzer, but he grinded it out.
He did.
And they're up 3-0 thanks to Bo Bichette. So the place is obviously going crazy. The game is in Toronto. And then LA claws back to make it 3-2. Then it's 4-2 in the sixth. So going into the seventh, it's 4-2. And you're like, all right, few more ups. Let's see what happens. Mookie Betts had some chances here and there, but it was Max Muncy, home run. That was a bomb. That made it 4-3 in the eighth. And then so ninth inning, down by one, and you get another home run. Miguel Rojas, of all people.
Who, by the way, apparently injured himself. He fractured a rib. I read this yesterday. He fractured a rib celebrating their walk-off earlier in the series. So he was hurt. I honestly couldn't believe Roberts let him hit. I couldn't believe he let him hit.
Genius move. Yeah.
Shows what I know. You have all these bang-bang plays, the play at the plate.
The play at the plate was insane because you were like,
That was Rojas, too.
That was Rojas. But what was amazing about that play is that would have decided the World Series.
Yeah.
And it would have been demoralizing if it was one of those things where
that's how the Phillies lost earlier
in
the playoffs.
Yeah. You go to review and you're like, what was it? And you're like, oh, the call's overturned. You're the World Series champ.
That's true. I thought the way they lost.
How anticlimactic that was.
Yeah.
And like, I hate umpires, but he got it right.
He got it right
in real time. And that one, as soon as I saw the one replay, I was like, oh, they did get it right, but it could not have been closer.
No.
The catcher's toe touches down a fraction of a second.
And if they called him safe on the field, I could see how, they might have reversed it. I don't think they would have, but I could see how they might have. So, no, that was incredible.
And then you got Dodgers almost running into each other in the outfield.
Andy Pages. Ran over poor little Kike out there.
Guerrero's trying to be a hero.
Incredible game.
So awesome.
Here's my thing. I wanted, with every fiber of my being, to root for Canada and root for Toronto and root against the Dodgers. I couldn't do it. And maybe some of it, Keith, I'll acknowledge, is we just kept picking them over and over again. I like being right.
I picked the Dodgers.
I couldn't, by the end of the series, I couldn't stand most of the guys on the Blue Jays. They all annoyed the crap out of me, specifically Ernie Clement. That guy bothered me so much. It wasn't even funny. By the end of the series, I was just specifically rooting against him. Most of the guys on the Blue Jays were pissing me off. They all fist pumped. They all celebrated everything, and it was starting to annoy me. And I'm okay with guys celebrating to a degree, but when every single player does it on every single play, and especially that little dork, Ernie Clement, bothered me maybe more than anyone since Scott Brosius. I tweeted this out.
Oh, right after, really?
Yes. Like, I couldn't believe how much he was bothering me. I couldn't bring myself to root for. I was actually happy the Dodgers won, which I guess is rooting for big baseball and rooting for.
No, I'm rooting for spending.
As
a Red Sox fan,
John Henry.
As a Red Sox fan,
the Blue Jays spend too. But I couldn't stand that Blue Jays team by the end of the series.
How about also in the mix? Yamamoto throws a gem in Game Six.
Unbelievable.
And so he's at 95.6 pitches in Game Six. Comes back and throws 2 2/3, like the highest leverage ever.
And he could have kept going.
Oh, he would. He'd still be pitching.
Yeah,
if it was up to him, that guy's incredible.
Bumgarner, Randy Johnson, like on that level of performance, absolutely deserving a World Series
MVP. That was awesome.
That was a tremendous game.
It was a great World Series
and a tremendous World Series.
And the people watched it, Jones. The numbers are in. Game 7 is the most watched fall classic game since 2017.
Woo.
The game averaged a combined 25.98 million viewers.
Well, that was me and you, and then apparently a lot of other people.
A lot of other people also watched it. I guess final numbers are expected to be released tomorrow, but they're saying better than Game 7 of the NBA Finals, and as you said, almost better than every baseball game in a decade. So,
yeah, so that's
people watch it. That's good.
That it outrates the NBA Finals, but I guess, you know, when baseball is good, and when it has like a big signature game like that, it can still draw an audience. I'd say on balance, I mean, the NBA Finals, you know, way outdraws Major League Baseball and certainly the Stanley Cup. But yeah, when all the factors are coming together,
it's a close game, Game 7. You're like, all right,
yeah.
And then you see these dramatic plays one after the next. I mean, that was good stuff.
Of all the
grab bag
in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Well, the Bozo Parlay did not hit this week an update to that. Yeah. I think we went...
I missed.
Two right, maybe? I think me and Lanny hit it. So this is what I got right now. Jones and I are 5 hits, 4 misses.
Okay, so I still haven't fallen off too far.
No.
I missed the last 2 weeks, though.
Nick is 4 hits, 5 misses. Billy is 2 hits, 7 misses. And for some reason, we keep asking Terp to do it. He is at 1 hit, 8 misses.
That's all right.
That's what I'm looking at. And that's all right. We'll get back on that horse. Week 10's the week.
That's the week to do it.
I was able to hit the survivor, though, so the survivor rolls on. I'm unopposed at this point, but we're going for a record.
I can't tell if I like that Keith's still doing it or now.
I think I have to at this point. I'm just giving the people a survivor winner. That's all. No big deal. Nine for nine.
Yeah, pretty good.
I used up the Rams. I can't use your Rams anymore, but that's fine.
Rich Keith. My sugar boo. I'm levitating.
The Milky Way. We're renegading. Grab bag.
Pretty good.
All right. Well, the Celtics weekend, they got a win in the NBA Cup on Friday night.
Look, you don't have to tell me, Keith. I love
it. No, you were locked in. I'm aware.
Yeah.
Did not go as well against Ime Udoka and the Rockets on Saturday. So they split over the weekend. They're back in action tonight against the Utah Jazz at home at 7:30.
Speaking of our guy Terp, he called it a scheduled loss on WEEI.com is what he called that.
Oh, that's like out of the Raycroft book.
Yeah,
I would tell you,
I think they could play the Rockets anywhere, anytime, with as many days off as they need. I don't see them beating that team. They look real good.
All right.
All the grab bags. Walk like this, 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 this. Grab bags. Walk like this, 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 this.
All the grab bags. Walk like Jones and Keith.
Don't look now, Jones, but the Boston Bruins might be the hottest team in sports.
Hot as a pistol.
They've won 3 straight, including a 2-1 win on Saturday against Carolina, where Jeremy Swayman was back in net. I called it Friday.
Hand up. Text line called me out.
Yep.
Said, Jones, you're the worst at reading these coaches, and you constantly are analyzing it, and you're always wrong. Hand up. Text line was right.
Yeah.
I was wrong. Keith was right.
That's right.
I thought they'd go back to Corpy. I didn't want them to go back to Swayman, and it turns out Swayman was great. They win again.
All right.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
out of it.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Grab bag?
Sure did. You know what? It might have been us dressing up as Bill Belichick that inspired a North Carolina win on Friday. Halloween, Bill Belichick got a win. He went into that hornet's nest that is Syracuse.
Yeah.
And he beat the Orange men and women. Big win, though, for Bill. Who'd have thought Bill was going to pull off a W there? Now, they weren't like huge dogs. The shine had come off of Syracuse quite a bit. But he blew them out 27-10.
They also started a true freshman quarterback that never played. Who didn't complete a pass in the first half.
I picked Q's to win and cover on Friday. I didn't know they were going to go to some quarterback I had never heard of.
Yeah, well, listen, new blood.
But let me tell you, there was a tweet going around the other day, and it was like, oh, there's no different. People talked about Dion one way, and now they're talking about Bill another way, and there was never.
Oh, yeah.
Did that tweet going
around? I did. I saw you were getting upset about it. Just, I saw the tweet because of you.
It's like, okay. But I didn't just like find that out of nowhere. Like it had
it
like,
found you. It tagged you in it.
It had like a big following. And people are like, yeah, how come people talk about Dion that way? And it's like, oh.
They had one win.
Dion took over a one-win Colorado team. Bill's team was in a bowl game last year. Yeah, but Dion had Shadur and the Heisman favorite in Travis Hunter. Yeah, he brought them to Colorado. Yeah. Bill ran off all the good players at UNC. He brought in none.
Well, also as
he chose to pay $2 million to this bum ass quarterback,
Gio Lopez,
from South Alabama. Like that's his fault. He's in charge of the roster, just like Deion's in charge of the roster.
But also, as confident as Deion Sanders can be and present himself, Mike Lombardi said before the year they were going to be the 33rd NFL team. Like he put a bullseye on him. He's like, we are where you want to go to the NFL, and they have been terrible. But they did get a win, so they are now 3-5 on the year.
Congrats to Bill and Mike.
Now, Hardy. Boston College, meanwhile, Jones, they did not win. However, they covered. They were like 30-point dogs. They lost by 15 to Notre Dame, but Bill O'Brien and the Eagles are 1-8. And so 2 weeks ago, I liked Bill O'Brien's post game because he's like, I can't fix it. And then this week, he was like, guys, I told everybody, if this is the worst thing that you deal with in life, then you've had a good life.
Oh,
like,
he's moved on to that?
He's gone to that. Oh, he's like, guys, losing a football game is not the worst thing ever. It's like, right. But maybe try to mix in a win. Yeah. Maybe try. So he's like, he's at his wit's end, this poor guy. Yeah.
No, that sounds like a guy who's fired.
Oh, it's over.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If losing to Notre Dame is the worst thing that ever happens to you in your entire life, you're like, I doubt it.
I didn't realize he was over there. Okay. Yeah.
Bag.
It paid off.
That does work, yeah.
Congratulations to Cam Little for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who hit an NFL record 68-yard field goal.
Yeah, who was
that? Walks off the bus. He's in field goal range.
Who was it? It was one of the D coordinators. Maybe Vic Fangio was like, somebody's hitting from 70 this year.
Yeah, this guy. Didn't this guy in preseason, actually?
Yeah, maybe.
I think he did.
So maybe he was saying it would happen in a real game.
Yeah, like, it's like, happening.
It's going to happen.
It's happening.
It's crazy.
It's just it's like somebody's just going to like kick the ball out of bounds on a kickoff and then just line up for a field goal. Like, no time. Like, we're good. We'll take it from here.
They do. I mean, it has gotten stupid. Like, they need
it
to
is.
Go, they need to go back. They can't let these kickers do whatever they want with these footballs like they have.
Maybe that's it.
Whatever they want.
Yeah, I know that's exactly what you mean. Yeah. Good for them.
Some grab bag once told me Jones is kind of lonely. He's got the softest hands on the show.
That's true.
And Keith was looking kind of dumb with his finger and his thumb in the shape of a grab bag on his forehead.
Packers tight end Tucker Kraft torn ACL out for the season.
Yeah, you're lucky, Ball. If you're out there listening, Ball, you're lucky with this fantasy matchup. He got knocked out early.
That's a tough
one. I'm going to be hitting the tight end waiver wire this week, I can tell you that.
All right.
In the criminal justice system, grab bag-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In New York City, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Grab Bag Unit. These are their stories.
All right, double Dork podcast tonight starting at 8:45 on the Dork Podcast YouTube channel. We're going to start with, we're going to revisit the 1987 The Running Man. The original The Running Man. The new one's coming out this week with Glenn Powell. This is a remake of a Schwarzenegger movie.
Huh.
It was written by Stephen King under his pen name, Richard Baumbach, or Bachman. And so rewatched The Running Man over the weekend. What a wild ride that is. And then we're also top 25 movies since 2000.
Top 25 since 2000. I like that.
So top 25 movies of the last 25 years.
And an original Running Man breakdown.
Holy mackerel.
All right, don't miss it tonight.
Yeah, should be good.
Why, Johnny Ringo. You look like somebody just walked over your grab bag.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from yesterday. Jones, was it Luka Doncic? Triple-double, 29, 11, and 10. Devin Booker, 28 points, 13 assists. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 30 points, 7 assists. Jake LaRavia, 25 points, 8 boards for the Lakers. Or Donovan Mitchell, 37 points, 5 assists for the Cleveland Cavaliers in their win over the Hawks.
Give it to Luka just because he's got Austin Reeves on that team now. And it's
that's
nice.
True.
You can put up stats next to that guy. So
that's
let's
tough.
Give it to Luka, yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, because we are here at Gillette, we're going to let Nick handle this one.
They're always dangerous.
Some of these have been good. Okay. So, Nick, what do we got tonight?
We have a former Jay and Dodger in honor of the World Series, but he also played for the Phillies and Nationals, played all over the outfield, every outfield position.
Raul Mondesi.
It is not. He played from 02 to 2017, so a 15-year career. He was a one-time All-Star.
Where?
Also, he was an All-Star with the Phillies in 2009.
I can picture him. Jason Worth.
He got it!
Nice. When he'd have a bad game, the Phillies fans would say, more like Jason Worthless.
I love the video of him in some men's league just like teeing off. He showed up to some pickup league and absolutely had murdered the baseball.
He had a big grizzly beard.
Baseball pickup? Like a beer league?
Like it was like an adult, semi. Like, I don't know if it was like semi pro or not. But
he had
like,
a big beard. Didn't he at one point?
He had the look of like Edge from wrestling for a while.
Yes, he did.
Like the long hair.
Yeah, he got it. He got it.
Yep.
He understood the assignment.
Nice job.
Okay. Random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. It's Patriots Monday. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. You got her. Yeah, I got Fitzy. I got Ball. And Drake May coming up about 20 minutes from now. 2:05 scheduled on a Patriots Monday. Plus, we got the clip du jour next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.